Over the last few years, the Pacific Islands, particularly Fiji, Samoa, Tonga, have been getting more connected. There's been more investment in telecommunications. So telecoms, particularly in Fiji, but also in the other countries, these costs of telecommunications have come down quite a lot. People, particularly young people, are getting more internet savvy. And why? So as more faster, cheaper telecoms and internet have become available, this has opened up different opportunities for this region, which has traditionally been quite isolated. And the basis of our report is that it also opens up new opportunities for connecting to a very different kind of economy, which is basically the digital economy, and that includes outsourcing, business process outsourcing, offshoring, which are basically types of work that can be done, anywhere, anytime, provided, you have, the right skills and a good internet connection. So,
Optimistically,
yeah.
providing for up to 27,000 jobs for the Pacific Islands region.
Potentially, yes. I mean, that assumes, of course, that there is more investment in the sector, and that a lot of effort also goes into promoting this particular sector and developing skills. Because having cheap internet is one part of the equation, but it also means upskilling in certain areas, and getting schools, universities, and industry to start talking to each other more about this sort of potential. I mean, fortunately, in the Pacific, there's a young and motivated labor pool, relatively computer savvy, and there's quite a bit of potential to build on that.
The report has singled out Fiji as having the most potential of the Pacific nations. Why is that the case?
Partly because Fiji is the most connected country. Fiji is connected to a submarine cable that links it to Australia and the US and Honolulu, although Tonga has also now connected to that cable, and Samoa will be connecting to that cable next year. Fiji also has a large pool of graduates that come out, and it's a center for a number of regional organizations. Also, the Fiji government has undertaken a few programs to encourage investment in this particular area, and so they have attracted some firms, and we've mentioned ANZ, we've mentioned MinePearl, that have already started work in this area.
Outside of Fiji, do the other Pacific states have the adequate resources at the moment to create those jobs?
It's more challenging for them at the moment, but some of the basic elements are there, and I think that's why in the report, although there is a focus on Fiji, we have also looked at Tonga and Samoa, even though they're some of the smallest economies in the region, because there's already a lot of linkages with Australia and New Zealand, which would be some of the markets for this kind of work. Language ability, and as I mentioned earlier, these countries, Tonga and Samoa, are also becoming more connected. Part of the purpose of this report was also to encourage both government and the private sector and the universities in these places too to have a look at this new area.
But how can nations like Fiji, Samoa, Tonga compete with the more established outsourcing IT nations such as India and the Philippines?
We're not suggesting in this report that they try to compete with India and the Philippines, because these are very different sized economies. What we're saying is that even though Tonga, Samoa, and Fiji are small economies, they have a regional niche. There's potential for servicing clients in the nearer markets, such as Australia and New Zealand, and there's also cultural affinity. In addition to looking at India and Philippines, we also looked at other small economies such as Mauritius and Jamaica. And these countries have also created large numbers of jobs in this sector, but they're not competing with India and Philippines for the same clients, but they are also developing this kind of sector. So we would encourage small and medium-sized businesses in Australia and New Zealand to have a look at the Pacific and maybe look at the Pacific in a different light.
But it's not just about resources and infrastructure, isn't it? How would you propose the phasing in of this industry in the Pacific?
First of all, there is already some of this industry in the Pacific. So there are, you know, the idea of call centers is not new, and there are some players already in this space, in particularly in Fiji. But there has also been a small call center in operation in Tonga. How this can be phased in? What one of the things that we had suggested in the report was doing a pilot program. Which would involve a partnership, say, with the, you know, one or more universities, with the government, and a kind of matchmaking exercise with potential businesses. So reaching out to business associations and organizations in neighboring markets, such as in Australia and New Zealand.